Let's take our first call. It's Bernadette in Monroe. Bernadette, what would you like to know from the King County Public Health officials?
Yeah, hi, and hi, Dr. Duchin. My question is about the May 12th ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, decision where they said you can now get a COVID-19 vaccine at the same time as you get other vaccines. But they fully acknowledged there have been zero co-administration safety studies done, so we really don't know if this is safe to do. The DOH website now states it's okay to give these vaccines with no caveats, that there's no science. I'm just wondering if there's anything that you can do as a very active member in the public health community to make sure parents understand the lack of safety science of co-administration, so they're making this decision from a place of being more informed.
Well, thank you for your question. Vaccine safety really has been an increasing priority over my entire tenure in public health the last 20 years, both locally and at the federal level. The ACIP made that recommendation that COVID-19 vaccines may be administered within 2 weeks and coincident with other vaccines based on the expert opinion of the vaccine scientists who have worked with many other vaccines in understanding the mechanism of action of this vaccine. And as you probably know, the childhood immunization schedule, and we're not talking about young children here, but just as an example, the childhood immunization schedule includes co-administration of multiple vaccines. None of those were actually studied at the time that the vaccines were licensed, because it's just logistically impossible to do co-administration studies when you're trying to develop a new vaccine. And they have proven to be safe and effective in that combination. And based on what's known about using vaccines in combination, the ACIP and other technical experts who were consulted felt that this was an important thing to do, because there's so many other reasons to vaccinate children, such as preventing cervical cancer, hepatitis B, meningococcal meningitis, that we wouldn't want to compromise, one disease in favor of the other. So it's true that there have not been specific studies of the COVID-19 vaccine in combination with the other routine. You're talking now about adolescent vaccines, mostly HPV and meningococcal, perhaps Tdap. And we will study that and observe, these cases that are vaccinated going forward to see if any safety signals appear. But at this time, in the best judgment of our vaccine scientists in the U.S., it's judged to be a safe thing to do.
Well, doctor, there may be a greater good from a public health standpoint, and it may or may not line up perfectly with safety in every single case. So let me ask, would you co-administer these vaccines to your own child?
Well, my children are a little bit beyond adolescence at this point. If I had concerns, I would discuss it with my pediatrician or my healthcare provider and take the advice of my healthcare provider.
Our phone number again for more questions, and thank you, Bernadette, for that, is 206-543-KUOW.